Well, no, there's never enough. It is 7:30, we call this public hearing to public hearing, planning commission to order at 7:30, Zachary, according to this phone. And I'll read what the purpose is. Purpose of the hearing is to consider amending zoning districts for three parcels numbered 25, 52, 49, 24, 54, 52, 49. 24, 54, 52, 50. I don't know how to come in. This is so difficult. And 24, 52, 51, from industrial to Mixed River. Lots are located on the south side of 3 Prospect Street. So far. So, we all know what we're doing. Are there any questions?
No.
Are there any questions from the vast crowd?
Do you want to talk about the additions
yes.
right now?
What I'm going to do is, I think what we'll do is, we'll make a motion to adopt that, and then what would be the best way to amend it, or...
I'm not sure, it's new to me.
They weren't that clear about that part of it, but as long as we do it. Maybe what we'll do is do two motions. We'll do this one separate, and then we'll do another motion to add the other two parcels.
I think that probably makes the best sense.
It's separate that way. All right, so I'd be happy to entertain a motion for that, for the first part.
Well, I'll make a motion that we accept the zoning change to Mixed River from industrial for lots 24, 52, 49. 24, 52, 50, and 24, 52, 51.
Show off.
Yeah. Oh, I was really concentrating. I thought I wanted to do that. And they're all located on the south side of 3 Prospect Street.
Is there a second?
I will second that motion.
Thank you. Any discussion of that motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Now, there are two additional lots that we found after this that we can amend to add to do the same thing with. You want to continue with your...
Okay. So...
You're doing such a wonderful job, I don't see why we should...
Oh, do I have to read both of them?
Yeah, both of them. You don't have to read the whole thing. You just have to use the lot number, make the motion that we're going to do the same thing, industrial to Mixed River, for the two lots. There should be two different numbers.
No, I don't have any numbers.
Oh, crap.
There's no name on there?
The names are here, but the lot numbers are not.
Well, I can get them for you quickly.
Oh, I got their addresses, but not the lot numbers.
Okay, let me run and get those quickly for you.
Oh, it's like, am I missing something?
We will take a brief.
Yes, I just had a meeting at 5 o'clock.
And, Mr. Chairperson.
Yeah.
Here's a question I have for you, which I plan on educating myself a little bit more on Robert's Rules. But last night we had an item on the agenda.
You're asking the wrong person, because I always ran on Bob's Rules. They were similar,
but less formal.
Less formal. Much less formal.
Okay.
But anyways, go ahead.
Well, there was an item that we wanted to, after we started discussing it, I wanted to circle back around to it at the end of the meeting, like pause discussion and return to it later. And I was like, I don't know what the appropriate motion is to do for that, because it doesn't happen very often, and that was the attitude.
Table
it
till the end of the meeting? Table, yeah, table. I think what you did was fine.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's fully appropriate.
Did you get pushback?
Not as such. There was meaningful
clerk.
Looks.
Ask the town clerk. What the hell?
I have the books in the library. You can do there.
I have the list of Robert's rules, but they're in my book.
Well, there used to be
copyright.
It's right on the windowsill. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But the last thing I wanted to do was pull it out in the middle of the
meeting.
Hold on, let me
find the right.
I just thought someone would know.
That'd cheer somebody up.
What was the purpose of, did you want to think about it more? Like, why did you want to table it to the end?
So we were talking about some two proposals that we received for the housing project.
Mm-hmm.
And one member of the board started asking really specific questions about the proposal, but we hadn't come prepared to discuss the proposal. Mm-hmm. It came up in the course of a different conversation, so I didn't have the documents in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and no one seemed prepared to answer the questions that he was asking. So it was like, let's get the documents ready and we can return to this conversation when we have mm-hmm. the documents in front of us, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd have been a perfect example of the use of Bob's rules of vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything wrong.
Hang on, we'll get back to that. Joe, go get the word. Get the documentation. Okay. We'll be back. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And that would have been it.
But Robert's rules of order, you don't specifically have to follow those.
You can have your own.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
I know.
But it is nice.
It helps me to feel a little bit more authoritative when I fall back on Robert's rules, especially when I am concerned that people will be frustrated with a proposal like that, to like, hey, let's just table it for a second and circle back around it. Not everyone at the table loves that idea.
See?
Wow.
So
once again, Bob's rules come into play there because I didn't care.
Yeah.
I know, I hold my range. Yeah. You should see how fast we go through the economic development committee. But it's only me and Joe.
Hmm?
You and Mr. Gunter? Like, you're the... Who? Joe
Mr.
who?
Mr. Gunter.
Joe Gunter.
Really?
Dave Kamara's never showed up. I've never even seen him. Chad Bigger, the only meeting he ever showed up to was the meeting that we all quit, and nobody was there but him.
Which Dave Kamara? The younger? Or?
Younger.
Okay.
The one that owns Cloud Nine.
Yeah.
And that's all I have. I'm really, really, really neat member.
Yeah.
And Joe was like, I nominate Ian Finley as a chair. And Dave was on speaker, so.
You got it. You could do it. You're doing it. You would like some help.
I'm making a joke. Am I supposed to warn those meetings?
Yeah.
Because I
Yeah, and you're supposed to have minutes that are...
Yeah, we have minutes. Claire comes and takes a minute.
Ah, there we go.
There we go.
All right. Okay, so maybe I need to cancel next week because it's not working.
So those are the two tax map numbers for those adjacent lots and the addresses.
So I make a motion that we amend the first motion.
The motion?
See what you did? My emotions are getting the best of me. So I make a motion to amend the last motion to include
parcels. Just do it. Don't amend the last motion, just do it as include
separate?
Those two, yeah, as another two parcels that we're doing.
All right.
Then it'll be completely separate.
Okay. So I make a motion that we accept lot number 245263 belonging to Jay Sheldrick at 14 Prospect Street and 245264 belonging to Matthew Beyond at 9 Prospect Street for the zoning to be changed from industrial to mixed river.
They're
also located on the opposite side of 3 Prospect.
You're just looking for the numbers.
Owners and address.
Yes.
Are they 3 Prospect or are they?
They're across from 3, located on
they're
the south side.
Across.
To the west of those three lots owned by Vermont Structural. They're the only other lots in the industrial district there on that
side. So should
I change
that?
Just take out the 3 Prospect. It's just on the...
Strike 3 Prospect.
From industrial. Who is the owner of parcel 64?
is Matthew Beyon.
Beyon, and they are addressed what?
9 Prospect Street.
9, thank you.
Oh, you want me to pass those door to?
No, that's okay. I got it. I think I'm. It, they were 63 and 64 in the same four digits.
Thank you. Thank you all. Is there a second?
Can we all second that?
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
We are good to go. With that, unless there is anything else to bring before this public hearing, I will close the public hearing and call to order our regular meeting at sometime 7:41.
Good job.
So, first thing, order of business.
Give her those 2 letters.
Oh, I got a copy of them. I copied them.
Oh, you did
on
already?
My phone. I took a picture.
Oh, yeah. You're well ahead of me then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, these youngsters nowadays.
Wow.
They're shat nowadays. All right, so the minutes of the previous meeting, which was June 10th, 2026, entertaining the motion for those.
I will make a motion to approve our meeting minutes from June 10th, 2026.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Additions, deletions, corrections? Linda's not here, so we're probably safe.
I don't see anything.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? New business, I spoke to Gary Colley just quickly. I think I sent you guys an email. He's still trying, his staff is trying to put together where everybody stands on 181. So he will get to us soon. He believes the downtown part of it is left basically intact, but he wants to make sure, and he wants to make sure what we have done so far is relevant, which it better be. Or somebody's going to get choked. And anyways, that's where we stand. That was a week ago. I just said, the dust must have settled by now, and he said, not completely. So we will see where they end up for us, and he will get back to us, and I will send out anything he gives us. My guess is sometime in September, we'll start up again. I suggested that we do a Zoom call and go line by line with whatever the new criteria is and see what we have and where it fits in. He thought that was a good idea, but he wasn't sure. He didn't have enough information to schedule one, so I suggested September. That seemed to let him off the hook enough, so he was having to do that. So we'll go from there. Anybody else got any new business?
No, just I would request again a clean copy of the zoning regs.
I went and I spoke to Devin, and he is bringing on board 3 staff members right now. So that's his.
Going to alleviate them.
That will help them a lot. And he said, let me get them up to snuff and we will get back. And he's pretty confident that we're okay and he can do that. But he said, give me a week, let me,
okay,
see what's going on. So that was last Tuesday. I haven't talked to him this week, but I will do that.
Okay, and just to make everybody aware, the official map will need to be changed after it goes through the select board hearing and is approved.
Which, to the mapping that you worked on, is in the approval stage now at the state. And we have one more comment period if he thought they wanted to change some of it. And I said, no, what we suggested is what we want. And so we'll see where that goes. But I told him to make sure he keeps an eye out for that. And any deviation from our suggestion, we need to know. So that's...
Where, Sam? Well, that's just probably old business, not there. Are we ready for some old business?
Yeah,
sure.
Where do we stand with the chicken rats?
Isn't that a great question?
The state, dumb, whatever?
The state?
Or the whoever?
I have asked repeatedly for guidance from VLCT Legal, and I have gotten replies, but not information. Those replies consisted entirely of one of their members of their legal staff telling me he would be looking into it soon. He most recently replied to my messages 2 hours ago saying he's been sick, but he will be looking into it tomorrow. So where we stand is I have looked repeatedly for more information, and I think I'm finally about to get it. And
so it hasn't actually passed yet.
No, I think the laws have passed, but I think I'd be doing us disservice to make any assumptions based on my interpretation of those laws.
Right.
I want them to be.
I thought they just kind of usurped everybody's local.
I think that is the correct conclusion to draw, but I'm looking for the advice of a lawyer before we
make
any movement on that.
You can have some chickens.
All right.
Well, but I do not. I do not want anyone to walk away from this meeting thinking it's in any way a settled matter.
Yeah.
At least not on my word.
And I'm not going to have chickens anymore.
I might get some.
Well, I'm holding on any enforcement until there's clarity on what the state law is.
Yeah.
And then once we have clarity, maybe I'll get some chickens.
Yeah, just to...
State says you can, it supersedes ours if that's state law.
I'm just thinking of my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. I actually, I've got a neighbor that I don't think would like chickens.
Oh,
so.
I know, I have one that won't.
So, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what's going to happen if there is an allowance. Does that mean I can have my chickens right up next to the line with my neighbor, right by their house, maybe?
It sounds that there isn't going to be any...
You know who my neighbor is, don't you?
Which I'm trying to...
So there's a house in between us, and their backyard goes up to my backyard.
Oh, that would be funny.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes. No.
Phil had to go and make a trip.
No, because there would be a very long meeting every meeting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any other old business? Review of the mail, there are none.
There was no mail for you all. No.
Public comment? Quiet. There's only one thing left on the agenda.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor of that?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This whole democracy thing.